This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Rupiah exchange rate at the opening of trading on Wednesday morning in Jakarta strengthened by 3 points to 16,272 rupiah per US dollar from the previous 16,275 rupiah per US dollar. Meanwhile, the composite stock price index of the Indonesia Stock Exchange on Wednesday morning opened down 16.15 points to 7,214.59. The Indonesian government and the International Labour Organization have agreed to continue strengthening strategic cooperation in creating an inclusive, fair, safe, and sustainable world of work. Quoted from an official statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, in a meeting between the Indonesia's Minister of Manpower, Yasirli, and the Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert F. Hongbo, on the sidelines of the 113th International Labour Conference in Geneva, Switzerland, Minister Yasirli emphasized Indonesia's commitment under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto in strengthening decent and prosperous work. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe the story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Hai masihkah muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu keras hati yang dulu bicara berujung pilu andai angin mengulang sebuah masa yang telah usang kan ku telani si bumi
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia. So many valuable lessons gained from Indonesia following the match against Japan at Suita Stadium, Osaka Prefecture, on Tuesday, as the Indonesian national football team unfortunately suffered a heavy loss. 0-6. And Indonesian national team coach Patrick Kluivert emphasized his team will learn a lot from the match. He viewed this defeat in the final match of the third round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers Group C as an important learning opportunity to prepare the team as best as possible for the fourth round of qualifiers scheduled for October. Japan's goals in this match were scored by Daichi Kamada, Takefusa Kubo, Ryoya Morishita, Shuto Machino, and Mao Hosoya. Not only did Japan win, they were also highly dominant. In contrast, Indonesia had only 29% possession and did not register a single shot. This is Kluivert's second defeat in four matches as Indonesia's coach. But, of course, we still have matches to go in the round four against some Middle Eastern countries. So, hopefully, Indonesia will be better, will perform better in the next matches and can go through the 2026 World Cup. And to lift up the spirit of the Indonesian national football team, let's enjoy this next song by Ello and Sherina. Ayo, Indonesia Bisa, or Go Indonesia. Terus, pantang mundur.
Over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans. Studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves. Protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. Exploring nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts, providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Meskipun tak pernah ada jawabku, tak berniat kau tinggalkan aku. Sekarang kau pergi menjauh, sekarang kau tinggalkan aku. Di saat ku mulai mengharapkanmu, dan ku mohon maafkan aku. Aku menyesal telah membuatmu menangis, dan biarkan memilih yang lain. Tapi jangan pernah kau dustai takdirmu, pasti itu terbaik untukmu. Janganlah lagi kau mengingatku kembali, aku bukanlah untukmu. Meski ku memohon dan meminta hatimu, jangan pernah tinggalkan dirinya untuk diriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Heeh, ya, saya sampai kesono dua kali saya tanyain. Nggak bela-belok itu, minta kentut sama ibunya, buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dirubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runci dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runci from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen realm.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napatilah selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang Maha Kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
Sekitar 5 hari. This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng robjong itu, bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya, jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling.
Itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begins. Preserving tradition when advanced technology is invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!